Working with the world's finest guitars taught us a lot, but at some point we wanted to go further, not only to buy and sell them, but also to create them.
Once you handled thousands of guitars, the next step is quite obvious. Build your own.
Und das ist Sikkers Luthiers.
My name is Manuel Sikker and I founded Sikkers Guitars in 2012 together with my brother Mirko.
Mein Name ist Mirko Sikker, ich bin Geschäftsführer und Mitgründer von Sikkers Guitars. Meine persönliche Reise und Verbindung zur klassischen Gitarre beginnt eigentlich schon ganz früh in meiner Jugend, dadurch, dass ich im Endeffekt mit der klassischen Gitarre aufgewachsen bin.
My journey actually began with my father, Mario Sikker, who was a professional classical guitarist, and he had also a duo with Rita Maria Fleres.
Er hat bei Carl Scheidt studiert, ist Professor gewesen an der Musikhochschule in Karlsruhe und in Stuttgart.
For me, many childhood memories are connected with guitars.
Ja, bei uns war es ganz normal, dass viele Gitarrenbauer ein- und ausgegangen sind und wir immer direkten Kontakt gehabt haben zur klassischen Gitarre. Mit den bekanntesten Gitarrenbauern aller Zeiten, Robert Boucher, Daniel Friedrich, hatte er viel Kontakt, hat sich immer wieder Gitarren bestellt, die extra dann für ihn gebaut wurden.
My mother is a soprano singer and she plays also piano and the flute. And as children we were surrounded by classical music and a lot of different instruments. And I developed my own sense of what was a good sounding guitar to me.
Bis es dann zu einem Punkt kam, wo wir uns dann überlegt haben, also ich und mein Bruder, dass die klassische Gitarre doch mehr in unserem Leben eine zentrale Rolle einnimmt. Und dann war das 2012, dass wir gesagt haben, so jetzt machen wir was ganz Verrücktes und gründen Sikkers Guitars.
I studied biology and I was quite unhappy with my studies. So I searched for alternatives and I applied for a job at a startup, which at that time was called King Cakes and was located in Mannheim, Germany. And the CEO of the company, Süleyman Atça, was a huge inspiration to me. And inspired by this environment, the idea came up to found my own company. And since we had a lot of guitars collected already and we were involved in restoring them, the idea came up to create an online shop and to run a business around classical guitars. At the beginning, we did everything from at home, so from our living room. But a few months later, we had to decide which way we wanted to go. And so we decided to go all in.
Ja, wir waren super begeistert, das Feuer war da und wir sind Schatzsucher. Wir sind immer auf der Suche nach der besten, der schönsten und der seltensten Gitarre, ob neu oder alt.
So my brother and I left our jobs and in 2013 we opened a physical store in Karlsruhe, Germany.
Von der Arbeitsteilung ganz unterschiedlich. Der Manuel hat sich konzentriert auf das Technische, auf die Webseite, aber auch auf Kundenakquise. Und ich war dann vorwiegend auch im Verkauf, habe dann die organisatorischen, bürokratischen Sachen erledigt.
Sikkers Guitars was all around us, day and night. We worked so hard, 12 hours a day or even more. And we were really obsessed with this project. But at some point, we realized that we couldn't do it alone anymore. The only way to grow was, in our view, to bring great people into the team that share our vision and our passion for classical guitars.
Dass wir im Team gewachsen sind und sehr viele super engagierte Kollegen und Freunde haben, die hier einfach mitgewirkt haben. Darunter auch Manuel Lukena, Kindheitsfreund seit über 40 Jahren. Das ist das Besondere bei der ganzen Sache.
We knew each other since we were 5 years old, so there was already a big trust. Today Manuel Lukena is still in sales here at Sikas Guitars and I can see his passion every day for the classical guitar and his mission to find the best possible instrument that fits the customer.
Es war eigentlich ganz witzig, dass viele Leute uns nicht ernst genommen haben. War nicht denkbar für die Leute, dass sowas Großes draus werden könnte. Und wir haben immer an uns geglaubt und gewusst, okay, das wird was. Aber dass es natürlich dann diese großen Dimensionen annimmt, wo wir jetzt stehen, dass wir eigentlich der größte Händler für klassische Gitarren auf der Welt sind und mit unserem YouTube-Kanal über fast 630.000 Abonnenten. Das natürlich hat man sich das nicht erträumen lassen, auch wenn man bedenkt, dass es ja nur 13 Jahre sind, wo wir das machen.
For us, it was clear from the beginning that we wanted to focus on the classical guitar community worldwide. So we knew that we could only succeed if we focus on our online presence, like our website and our YouTube channel.
Gitarristen, die haben es heutzutage nicht einfach, an Konzertaufträge zu kommen, an überhaupt bekannt zu werden. Und unsere Plattform bietet denen dann die Möglichkeit, kostenlos Werbung für sich selbst zu machen und es wird als Sprungbrett genutzt für Karrieren, entweder im musischen Sinne oder dann als Gitarrenbauer. Ja, ausschlaggebend war auch das Konzert mit Anna Vidovic, das wir 2014 aufgenommen haben im Schloss Ettling, wo jetzt 50 Millionen Aufrufe hat, glaube ich. Das hat natürlich einen großen Beitrag dazu gebracht.
We also know that none of this would have been possible without the people around us. Over the years, so many incredible artists have come here to share their music and record with us. Luthiers from all over the world trusted us with their instruments, and thousands of customers placed their trust in us when choosing their guitars. Also, our audience on YouTube has supported us from the very beginning. Watching, listening and sharing this passion for the classical guitar. For that, we are deeply grateful. Because in the end, Sikas Guitars has never been just about us. It has always been about a community built around this beautiful instrument. What's beautiful is that years after we founded Sikas Guitars, our father started to build his own classical guitars. It felt like things had come full circle, as if our journey had inspired him, just as his passion had inspired us. This is a guitar my father built in 2018. It has a spruce top and mango wood back and sides. For us, Sikas Guitars has always been about more than instruments. It's about connecting people and sharing passion. Over the years, we have seen thousands of guitars come through our hands, and we've learned to recognize when everything just fits. That level of perfection has always been our standard. But in the price range between 500 and 3000 euros, we realized that something was missing. There simply weren't instruments that met that same standard of quality and sound. That realization planted a seed. What if we could change that?
I'm Jonathan. I've been part of Sikas team for over 3 years. At the moment, I've been appointed as CEO of our new brand, Sikas Luthiers. For many years, Sika's Guitars has been specializing in the very high-end spectrum of classical guitar. This is where we notice some gap in our products. That's why Sika's Luthiers was born. We try to provide guitarists, serious guitarists of any level, from the beginners to professional, even concert artists, with the very high-end guitar that we develop through our experience at the Sika's Guitars. This is when I see that Sika's Luthiers can help a lot of people who really want to have a very high quality instrument. We do our best to make really products which are comparable to higher end classical guitar. Of course, this can only be done through experience of what we have gained from Sika's Guitars to know exactly what it takes to make a good guitars. Basically, Sika's Luthiers was born to provide access for everybody to afford great guitars. We try also to get input from everybody, from guitarists, from professional guitarists, or even from amateur player. How can we always refine this idea? This is how we are trying to make difference. How can you transfer basically what you have in your head and ears, which has developed over the years, into a guitar? It's about your sound ideal. And we are dealing with a very natural product. That means then some things is beyond our control. How the woods will react on things. How the woods will react in the different climate. How the woods will react if we make small changes here and there. This is of course the challenge. But I think we have the tools to overcome this challenge. And we have the experience and the expertise. This is an example of one of our lineup. It's called a creation model. It consists of three pieces of wood on the soundboard. Cedar, spruce, cedar. This way we try to combine what is the advantages of spruce, advantages of cedar, how can we get both in one guitar. This middle part will offer a great focus on the guitar. And due to the more flexible left and right sides, it's also over some kind of bounciness on the sound, which also contributes to the power of the guitar and the volume of the guitar. This is a double top model. There is also no max layer underneath. On the back end sides, this is a very beautiful wenge. This is a very hard wood actually. Not as hard as ebony, but it's considered as hard wood that it is really suitable for back end sides, as a lot of masters have done. Not only double top, of course, we're also developing another modern style, which is lattice pressing with a carbon fiber reinforcement. That can be also an alternative of modern guitars. Not only that, we try also to celebrate what the great masters have done in the past, our interpretation of the great masters. We try to respect things as closely as possible to what they've done, such as Torres model. We will have Torres model as well in our lineup. The challenge is always about the design of the body, on the bracings, on the weight of the mass of the body, you know, of each element. This has to go through some trial and errors. We have to try, we have to evaluate, we have to improve until we find something, or until we meet certain level that we think, okay, this is what we really want. Consistency is also another point. That means everything here that we are working on has to check all these points. It's not acceptable for us to have one guitar sounds like this and other guitars, same model, sounds completely different. Of course, there are no two different guitars. It will vary a little bit, but the character, the characteristic or the personality of the instruments have to stay. Sometimes I'm not quite believing what we are offering to the market, the quality, the price class. It's simply, I'm still speechless at this point. I truly think, and I'm very confident that these guitars will do a lot of good for many people. This is our way to contribute and giving back to the community. We've spent many hours just comparing guitars, just measuring guitars. How can we make things better here and there? How can we improve things? How can we learn from the samples, from the prototype? We have to ensure that everything produced are according to what we want. That's the most important thing. It's been quite a journey, but yet every time I unpack a guitar, I open the case of newly arrived guitars, it's just, I'm at Disneyland, you know? It's like a child in a candy store, basically. I'm sure that these guitars will make big difference and impact on the classical guitar community.
For us, Sikkers Luthiers is not just a new guitar line. It's the continuation of our mission and passion for the classical guitar.
I truly think that great guitars must be accessible for everybody.
Und das ist Sikkers Luthiers.
So from now on, if you think you could never afford good guitar, think again.
What if we could change that?